Welcome to the Ghosts of Taos podcast. I'm your host, M. Elwell Romancito, and I'm going to walk you through some of the stories, tales, and rumors of the supernatural, ghosts, and the paranormal of Taos, New Mexico. Thank you for joining me. God ghosts, take control of your space. You've shopped around. You've gone from neighborhood to neighborhood and open house to open house, and you finally found your perfect Adobe restoration project. Everything is going smoothly until your electrician meets you at the top of the basement stairs and tells you you're going to have to find another electrician because he's not going down in the basement again, ever. Or, let's say you're doing the work yourself, and as you begin to work on particular areas of your dream home, your tools begin to go missing or are moved, ostensibly when there's no one else around. These are common claims from people who have bought homes in the Taos area. The buildings in question don't even have to be old for it to have its own resident spirits, entities, or paranormal issues. What should you do if you feel you may have stirred things up in your home with restoration phases, opening long closed passageways, or tearing down old walls? Should you try to make peace with the spirits that you have stirred up with your changes, or do you take it upon yourself to help the spirits to move on? Experts say the conditions of changing ownership, large interior and exterior changes in a structure, are the perfect storm for paranormal activities. These actions can release held energies in wood, stone, and adobe also. Additionally, houses that have been empty for long periods of time are susceptible to attracting these energies because ghosts or entities know they probably won't have much of a chance of being disturbed or bothered by the living. Something else that might contribute to the accumulation of spirits are energies or attachments that are called haunted objects. These are most likely items purchased at estate sales, yard sales, and antique shops. The physics of how an object can hold information is complex, but the field of measuring that information is known as psychometry, or the ability to discover facts about an event or person by touching inanimate objects associated with them. It's not necessarily a new field of study, but scientists are just now discovering the grounds for which such information storage happens in objects, because the phenomena has been reported as long as humans have thought to make note of it. The most common haunted objects include dolls, jewelry, antique bed frames and headboards, paintings, especially self-portraits, mirrors, clothing, and especially gowns, and chairs. If you love antiques, it might be hard for you to forego garage sales and antique shops. There's something special about an item that is found after a delightful hunt, but perhaps that specialness is actually a lure to get you to take it home. It's always a good idea to inquire about the history of an item before buying it, especially if it's especially old and expensive and you're bringing it into your home. The more expensive something is, the less likely you'll want to part with it, even if you discover it's the source of your paranormal activity. Before carrying these objects into your home, you might want to give them a spritz with salt water. Smudge them with some sage and let them sit in an airy spot for as long as you can. You could even clap your hands and bang on a pot lid with a spoon or ring a bell loudly over the items and say, "Be on your way, I wish you no harm," and this gives any attached spirit an opportunity to detach itself and leave before you bring the item into the house. If you're having paranormal issues in your home or restoration project, there are a few steps you can take yourself that might help abate the situation. These are actions you should be able to take on without having to call in experts. There are several schools of thought about steps that you can take to rid or at least quiet paranormal activity in a building. most will agree that a tidy, non-chaotic environment is helpful in clearing an area. It may be difficult to keep things tidy while a renovation is going on, but taking the time to return tools to their proper place daily and making sure construction trash is collected outside goes a long way towards appeasing spirits who take to hiding tools and making things rough for the sloppy contractor. Of course, some spirits are so annoyed by the sudden increase in activity and change to their old digs, they might just throw a fit anyway. This is when you need to step it up a bit with some sage bundle burning or smudging. Be careful about the sparks that fly off the sage bundles around construction litter. There's another reason to keep the area picked up. There's less opportunity for ghostly pyrotechnic shenanigans and unexplainable accidents. Another step you can take is to spritz the area with salt water, and if you like, a few drops of essential oils like rosemary, lavender, and frankincense in the water can really make an impact on the heavy feeling in a room. Another thing experts recommend is to keep a log or a journal of any activity that occurs. It's a great way to recall the events while they're fresh in your mind. When you're compiling your paranormal activity journal or logbook, there are a few things you want to include. Note the exact time and date when the activity occurred. Make a note of everyone who was present and what they saw, and if possible, have each witness record their thoughts in their own words. Note the weather conditions at the time. A journal is an invaluable tool if an investigator or medium comes to help, and it will go a long way in establishing evidence about the haunting in your home. You know it's time to call in a professional investigator or medium when your situation is all you can think about and you're afraid to spend time in your home, or when you feel like you're in actual danger of being harmed. If you are simply experiencing paranormal activity, think about weighing your options before going about contacting a paranormal exterminator. Are you in any real harm? Are the infrequent yet persistent events easy enough to deal with? If you are simply experiencing paranormal activity, think about weighing your options before you go about contacting a paranormal exterminator. Are you in any real harm? Are the infrequent yet persistent events easy enough to deal with? If they are, you should do what you can to make peace with the spirits and manage to coexist. If you can't abide them in your space, call a priest, religious leader, or do a Google search for psychic medium in your area. This episode of the Ghosts of Taos podcast was brought to you by Taos Art Supply, located at 208 Ranchitos Road, Suite C. Thomas Merton said, "Art enables us to find ourselves and lose ourselves at the same time."
The Ghosts of Taos presents the Hot Box of Horror. In the Hot Box of Horror, your scream is slightly muffled. Visit thehotboxofhorror.com for more.
Do you have a story you'd like to relate of a paranormal Taos experience? We not only spin ghost stories and tales of the supernatural, we collect them. Email us at taosexperience@gmail.com and tell us all about it. The book, Ghosts and Haunted Places of Taos, is written and illustrated by M. Elwell Romancito and is available on our website, ghostsoftaos.com, and through lulu.com. Thank you for listening. If you're curious about the podcast, your host, our stories, or other information about the Ghosts of Taos, visit our website at ghostsoftaos.com for photos, videos, books, and more. I hope you'll join me again for the Ghosts of Taos podcast. Until next time.